The man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed. The desert was the apotheosis of all deserts. Huge, standing to the sky for what looked like parsecs in all directions. It was white and blinding and waterless and without feature, save for the faint cloudy haze of the mountains which sketched themselves on the horizon, and the devil grass which brought sweet dreams, nightmares, death. An occasional tombstone sign pointed the way. Once, the drifted track that cut its way through the thick crust of alkali had been a highway. Coaches and buckas had followed it. The world had moved on since then. The world had emptied. In truth, I am partly to blame for the gunslinger's misfortune. And while I feel no guilt for my actions as a younger man, I still accept them as my responsibility. And while Roland knows very little about the land beyond Gilead, he still trekked along to Midworld for thousands of wheels and even more years, all for one purpose, to reach one destination. Yet before our troubled protagonist can reach the Tower of Towers, he must first reach me. And will Roland Deschaine, last of his name and of the line of Eld, find me? Perhaps. It's certainly in the cards. But I'm not going to make it easy on him. If the gunslinger is to reach the tower, if he is to reach me, there will be sacrifices to be made, tears to be shed, and quartets to be broken. Yet before he draws his three or strains Blaine the pain, he must pass through the door. It's coming up ahead. Can you see it? Just there. A small wooden shack with a dying garden in the crusted desert as its owner tends to it. This is where we find the gunslinger at sunset.